Amen. Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 4. Mark chapter 16, verse number 4. And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. Heavenly Father, as we come to thy presence, we pray that you would speak to us and open the eyes of our understanding, Lord, as you walked with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. You opened their hearts and their minds to understand thy scripture. These scriptures, Father, were written by the words of Almighty God, who took the clay and turned it into a living soul. Heavenly Father, as we read thy word and as we listen to thy word, we pray that you would speak to us. Thy word says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory unto glory, as we see thy glory in the scriptures which thou hast given us, Father, which is meat to our body and soul and spirit. Let the scriptures strengthen us, empower us, and prepare us for thy soon coming. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. We know this story. It was very early in the morning, and the first day of the week, meaning Sunday morning, the sun was about to rise, and as they went in the shadows, their concern was, who will roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? They saw just a few days back the dead body of Jesus Christ, the physically dead body of Jesus Christ, although he lived in the soul and the spirit and was still doing the work of God, not losing any time. They saw a stone separated the dead body of Jesus Christ and the disciples. They knew that the stone had the seal of the Roman emperor, and it was guarded by a centurion and his 100 soldiers who were all armed and ready to kill anyone who would dare roll the stone. Physically, it was impossible for the disciples to roll the stone, for it was a very great stone. This sepulchre was a borrowed tomb given by a believer of Jesus Christ. The stone was very great. And the question they have in verse number 3 of Mark 16 is, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? Now the question we ask is, why do they want the stone to be rolled away? Because they are thinking, Jesus is dead, he is still there, and if the stone is rolled away, they can go ahead and embalm his body, and at least, as long as they live, they can see the embalmed body of Jesus and consider the Lord who taught to them the living words of God, because they had so much affection and attachment to him as a teacher. They did not consider him as God because he was dead, but they considered him as a great teacher and a great friend, a beloved master who was dead. The disciples, the men, did not have the courage to come. They told the ladies, "You foolish ladies, don't you know that the centurion is guarding the tomb? You'll all be killed." But you know sometimes how ladies are. They are adamant. And I like that attitude. These ladies were adamant when it came to seeing Jesus. Today in the 21st century, the first day of the week, Sunday morning, we worship not a dead Jesus, but we worship a living Jesus. But this was a crucial moment in the life of these sisters, because they wanted to embalm the body of Jesus. They wanted to touch the dead body of Jesus. They wanted to see the dead body of Jesus. But a huge stone, and the power of Julius Caesar's authority, the fourth empire in the entire world, and its mighty power, prevented them from seeing the dead body of Jesus. Today in the U.S., there is a stone that is trying to prevent everyone in this nation from seeing God Almighty. So let's see what happened. They had a question, but they boldly came to the tomb. They did not fear the Roman centurion. They did not consider the fact that this stone was so huge, closing the mouth of the grave, and it was impossible for some feeble ladies to actually move it. But they took the step of faith. Even in our lives, we have challenges. How are we going to do this? How are we going to save this country, USA? How are we going to save our children? How are we going to take care of this problem at work? How are we going to take care of this health problem, this financial problem, this emotional problem? How are we going to grow our kids in this country? What is going to happen in the future? What about all the junk that is happening all over the world? What about the Christians that are being persecuted and martyred? How about the people that are detonating themselves just to kill some innocent people? All this crime and drugs and witches and the powers of darkness that are rampant in this country and all over the world, how is that going to stop? The word of the Lord to us is, that is not your problem. That is my problem. I am Almighty God. With God, all things are possible. You go forward. You go to where you saw your living master the previous time. You go to where you saw your living Jesus the previous time, and you'll find the living Jesus. If there is a stone blocking the presence of God, God will remove that stone. If there is a stone preventing the people in the U.S. and the rest of the world coming to God, God will remove that stone. Because these ladies went to the tomb, and there wasn't much they could do. But they went close to the tomb. There was no Roman centurion. They didn't see those 100 fiery soldiers. All they saw was that the stone had rolled away. An angel of the Lord had descended, and he had moved that stone. Now we see another situation in the life of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Lazarus was dead. He was 4 days dead. Now this was a smaller stone, and Jesus told them, take that stone away. And they took the stone away, and Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And the dead man came forth, and he was wrapped in graveyard clothes. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. So they had been trained on how to believe in Jesus Christ by removing the stone, and the dead man came to life. But then this stone was an impossible stone. Sometimes God takes us through possible challenges to strengthen our faith. You know, if you start working in a gym, you suddenly don't start lifting 50 pounds. You lift 1 pound, then you lift 5 pounds, and you say, wow, this is easy. And then you do 10 pounds, and you do 25 pounds, and you say, well, a little hard, but it's still okay. And then you do 50 pounds, and soon down the road, you'll be lifting 250 pounds, where others will be struggling with half a pound because you've been trained. The same way, God wanted to train these ladies on how to move the stones. God wants to train us on how to move the stones. God wants to train us on how to move mountains. However, we need to understand that it is not us who moves away those mighty stones. It's not us who moves away those mountains or uproots those mountains and crushes those challenges, but it is God Almighty, because in the book of Isaiah chapter 45, the Lord says, I will open before you the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass. I will cut in sunder in two pieces the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, that calleth you by thy name, am the God of Israel. And again in the book of the minor prophets in the Old Testament, he says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God is more than able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. God is more than able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. God is able. Our God is able. With Him, nothing is impossible. And then they went to the grave, and they looked at the stone. The sisters looked at that stone. However, they didn't see the stone, because verse 4 in Mark chapter 16 says, and when they looked, they saw the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And he said unto them, be not afraid. You see Jesus who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. Shall ye see him? He goeth before you into Galilee. When they went to the graveyard, the stone was rolled away by the angels of Almighty God. And not only was the stone rolled away, Jesus had already gone before them into Galilee to prepare for his ascension. And the angels told them, the same Jesus that went up is going to be coming down. We have come to a point where we are not waiting for Jesus to go up. We are waiting for Jesus to come back again. There are many stones that the devil is casting. There is no point in getting mad with people or governments or rulers. The devil is casting these stones and covering the blessings of God. But thus saith the Lord, I will roll away the stone. Your duty when you look at the problem is to recognize who is greater than the problem. David looked at the problem. He saw a giant. Saul looked at the problem. He also saw the giant. Saul was a king trained in warfare. David was a shepherd boy. He knew nothing about fighting. However, Saul was demon-possessed. David was Holy Spirit-possessed. And so David told giant, I really don't see you, because you're so small and my God is so huge, and therefore I'm going to crush you like an ant below me. At the border of Canaan, the 10 spies saw the giants. Caleb and Joshua saw the giants who were the problem, but they also saw God who was a solution. Before you focus too much on the problem, you need to focus on Almighty God. God should be our focus, and the problem should be in our peripheral vision. The stone will be rolled away. God will roll away the stone. There is a stone of unbelief all over the world. God is going to manifest his power and send a revival, and he's going to shake the nations. That's what the Bible says in the book of Hebrews. Yet once more saith the Lord, I will shake not only the earth, but heaven as well. And in the Old Testament, the Bible says, even as the days that I brought you out of the land of Egypt, will I do marvelous things. I have sent the fishers, and now I will send the hunters. and they shall hunt you out of every cave and every mountain and every nook and corner, and bring you back into the church of the living God, because it says in the book of Isaiah, it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above the mountains and the hills, and all nations shall flow into it, and they shall say, come, let us go up unto the house of the Lord, and let us worship him, and there he will teach us his ways. God is going to manifest his power. God is going to glorify his name from the rising of the sun even down to the going down thereof. God's name will be praised. So today, as we see the society disintegrating, as we see the powers of darkness rising, let's not fear. When the wind and the storm started trying to sink the boat, Jesus said, peace, be still. When the sisters went to the grave looking for the stone, they did not find the stone. All they saw was the stone was rolled away. When they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. Let us believe the word of God. The man that was the support for the king looked at Elisha's prophecy and said, how is food going to be sold for such a small price tomorrow? This nation is in famine. People are eating each other. How can that be possible that the food in the grocery store will come back to the normal price? And the man of God, the prophet, told that unbeliever, you will see it, but you will not participate in it. So let's not be an unbeliever like Zechariah. God said to Zechariah, the high priest, your wife will have a son. And he said, how is it possible? Because I'm very old. And the angel of the Lord said, I am Gabriel that stands before the presence of God. I have come to give you these glad tidings which you did not believe. For with God all things are possible, and because you did not believe my word that I brought to you from Almighty God, you will be dumb until the day that your child is born. And we know the story. The day when he wanted to name him John, that time his mouth was opened. Mary believed the word of the Lord, and she gave birth to the Son of God, King of kings and Lord of lords, who is coming back soon. The kingdoms of this world are going to shout out and say, no, you cannot come. He will come and no one can stop him. He is going to be King of kings and Lord of lords, and he's going to rule over this earth, and all nations and princes and kingdoms will be subject unto him. The stone will be rolled away. Let's get up. Let's move forward. Let's trust the Lord. God will manifest his power. There is one angel, just the smallest angel in the army of God, can wipe out the entire army of the devil. The smallest angel in God's heavenly army can wipe out Lucifer and all his hosts. Our God is great, his power is almighty, and he lives inside us. Unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly, because of the power that worketh in us. And the power that worketh in us is the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And we are not ordinary people, we are supernatural people. And with God, all things are possible.